The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Rosie Acosta. I'm a meditation teacher, speaker, and author of You Are Radically Loved, A Healing Journey to Self-Love. Look, I grew up in East Los Angeles during the 92 LA riots, and it set me on a troubled path. I didn't grow up with mentors in my life, so I turned to reading as many books as I possibly could to learn about the purpose of life. In my journey, I found that having these conversations gave me life, and I decided I wanted to create a place where I could share these conversations with my community. So come have a sit with me as we learn about, well, everything. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Radically Loved podcast. I'm joined by a very special guest today. She is known for over two decades as the award-winning iconic American supermodel and trusted voice in the fashion, wellness, beauty, and news industries. Emmy Style is a globally recognized creative social reformer for women's empowerment and positive body image. She's a TV personality. She's a brand spokesperson. She's a podcast host. And we're so, so lucky to have her on the podcast today talking about body positivity. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Emmy. Hey friends, I have to tell you about an amazing new service I found called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without leaving your house. You can add a gallery wall to your home office or send an easy foolproof gift, especially for all of those weddings you have coming up. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. Using the service is pretty easy. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail your physical pieces. You can preview all of your items online, and there's dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts you can choose from. You can get recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, and will be ready for you to hang. And instead of the hundreds you'll pay at a framing store, which I've been to, and sometimes they are ridiculously priced, their prices start at $39 and all the shipping is free. Plus, all of my listeners will get 15% off of their first order. All you have to do is go to framebridge.com and use the code LOVED. I hope my in-laws aren't listening to this, but they recently had their 50th wedding anniversary and I framed one of their pictures and I can't wait for them to see it. So you can get started today, frame your photos, and send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code LOVED to save an additional 15% off your first order. That's framebridge.com. Use the promo code LOVED at checkout. The pamphlet was basically talking about, like meditation, and it was very new agey. And for somebody like me that had been kicked out of catechism and I basically had no church, I had no community, it sounded interesting to me. I'm like, you can manifest. What is manifesting? What is, right. What is meditation? What are all these things? I ended up ditching school to go and check this meditation center out. And that was it. It was the first experience I had with meditation. And really, and this is apropos to what I want to talk to you about today, it was the first introduction I had to my body. I'd never felt my body before. The instruction that the lecturer was giving us was take a few moments to tune into your body and your breath. And I was like, what is this? Like, the only way I had been acquainted with my body was in fight, flight, or freeze. Yeah. So my body was the feedback to fear. That's what my relationship to my body was fear, and you are unsafe here. And so that was the first time I'd experienced feeling at peace in my body. And so I was like, this is what I want. This is what I want to do with myself, my life. But so yeah, that was how I wanted to bring yoga and meditation to people like myself, people that were didn't think of yoga and meditation as a way to deal with their emotions, their stress, people like the people I grew up with. And I decided to become a yoga teacher and learn and teach. And then I built this platform, and I recently wrote my first book earlier this year.
Yay! So, it's like giving birth, right?
Yes. Oh my goodness. So anyway, I'm excited to talk to an icon right now. Sorry, I'm like blabbing. I'm like, this is supposed to be about you. You helping us. So anyway, I've been following you for a while, just your work and what you do just for so many people with regard to women, relationships to body, body image, creating a positive framework for ourselves to be in a state of self-love. And I'm always so inspired by everything that you do. And I was really excited to have you on the show. I mean, there's so many ways that this conversation could go, but I'm just curious for you right now. I want to say like post-pandemic, but I feel like we're kind of still a little in it. We're not really fully out of it yet, but how?
I just got out of COVID.
You did?
Today is my first day out of a 10-day quarantine. I ran to the store to pick up milk, bread, butter. My sense of taste and smell are slowly coming back, and I've never been more grateful. I definitely took it for granted. And these things, our body, have all these sensories. And for you growing up, your body was your protector. It was telling you, be careful, danger. And thank God you had exposure from your mom's friend, an angel in your life, that gave you another way to feel your body. And it felt like the electrical plug in my life was just taken out of the wall. And to just honor the body, listen to what it's saying, is one of the best things that we could ever do for ourselves. And to listen to your gut when it says, don't turn there, don't go there, or whoosh, you know, that yes. Opening of like, this feels good, this feels right.
Yes.
The body is a honing device. If we were to connect with it, if we were not to beat it up anymore, if we were to honor and grace it and treat it like we treat it with honor, like we honor our best friends. Because without this incredible encasement, we don't get to feel, we don't get to taste, we don't get to hug, and we don't get to experience life. It sounds so, of course, right? But we spend so much time beating ourselves up for what it's not doing instead of saying, wow, you really are doing such a great job, and try and push away those influences that tell you any differently.
Yes. Well, I want to talk to you about that, those influence and how we avoid them or how we can mitigate them so that we are able to tune into our intuition, because I feel like those are the obstacles that keep us from appreciating our body or appreciating our health when we are healthy, when we take it for granted. You know, I know that for me, social media is a huge trigger for that, because it's a constant reminder you know, I say this all the time on the podcast. Everybody's probably sick and tired of me saying it, but I never leave Instagram and feel amazing about my life.
You're not alone. You are so not alone. Unfortunately, a lot of younger people that are on social more probably than someone in their 50s, maybe I could just generalize saying that, there is such a comparison problem. And the feeling that you get is not uplifting. And trying to curb ourselves, but then we're told through business, you have to have this many followers or this many likes. And there's such a conflict of interest for one's mental health and probably physical health also with blue screens and all that, and trying to find this other way. So you had mentioned, and this is a pivotal part of your life, meditation, whether it's finding and creating space every single day to quiet the mind, to be in a place where it's just you're open, you are in a loving space, you've created that, however, whatever space you do create within your meditation at the beginning of the day, the way that I am able to manage all the input in the day. And I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of news at all, unfortunately. I mean, it's just, it's too much overload.
Yes.
But when I do the meditation and I do 20 minutes in the morning, sometimes I have to do it also before I go to bed and be able to, you know, I'm a media watchdog for myself. I've got to be careful with looking at too many images and say, oh, you know, that person's in her 50s and she's looking so, you know, I'm like, no. This journey is mine. It's not for comparison. And when I don't meditate, that's when I do the, you know, I go down the rabbit hole and it's very hard to get out. And then I miss hours, you know, I miss not being aligned. And when I am aligned, all this other stuff, kind of, it's like Teflon, it just flows right off of you. And it's easier for you not to react.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation has been so helpful. I used to poo-poo it going, oh, please, that doesn't work. You must be kidding me. It feels like I don't have two legs. And literally walking out of the house without a meditation, I am not prepared. I have to meditate every day. And I was like, oh, I do it about 4 times a week every day. And do I do it every day? Almost. But when I do miss that day, it's very hard to stay centered and peaceful amidst all this guilt and the shame of not being what that image is or being whatever it is, whatever the comparison might be. And that's tiring. Exhausting.
Completely. And just energetically depleting. We spend so much time and energy. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. If you're among them, know you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through whole body health. I've been using Nutrafol since the beginning of this year, and I have noticed a massive difference. A lot of you know that I've been having issues with this since I got sick last year, and I've openly talked about this on the podcast. But Nutrafol is by far the best supplement that I've used that I've seen results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code LOVED to save $15 off of your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, you get free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol. .com and use the promo code LOVED. You know, it's interesting, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. That idealized version that we create in our mind, that whatever ideal we have as women, oh, we need to look a certain way or be a certain way or whatever. I don't know. I started the way that I reconciled that as somebody who had an eating disorder as somebody who struggled with their weight for many, many years, this whole idea of, oh, I need to be a certain way and look a certain way, especially when I first started teaching yoga in LA, like I'm a curvy girl, you know, and I ended up missing out on 2 teaching jobs because I wasn't fit enough, right?
Wasn't the right place for you.
Right. And that's exactly right. But I've never, of the people in my life, nobody has ever not loved me because of how I looked, right?
Exactly.
So how do we then stop that track in our mind that can sneak in and say, oh, look at this person on Instagram, their health is way better than yours? Or, you know, this kind of conversation that we have, oh, I need to look like how I did when I was in my 20s or whatever.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah, I know. Or I've got to fit into what I was wearing in my 50s. I've got to fit into something that I was wearing when I was in my 20s. All of this pressure is, we almost have to stop and ask ourselves, what's really going on? Why are we having a battle with our own selves and with our own bodies? Is there something else going on here? More times than not, there is. Either a lack of control or a lack of self-confidence, a lack of using one's voice. Mm-hmm. All these things can play into the need for external validation. And especially if you grew up in a family, we have so many of our lessons that we have throughout our entire lifetimes. If we grew up in a family where there was a certain standard and there was a lot of pressure to be a certain way, to be more desirable, to be this, to be that, it's very hard to say, okay, I'm going to believe something different. I'm going to believe that I am just perfect the way I am right here, right now. And it takes practice. It's not just something that all of a sudden happens, but it does take practice that when you go down a certain road, you stop, you get to a place, you go, oh, this doesn't feel right. I am doing that again. What can I do? You can sit and you start breathing like the ocean, nice, deep, long, elongated breaths in and out, nothing hyperventilating to get your body calm and say, I am safe and I am well and nothing is, you know, jumping out, no tigers, bears, or anything. What's really going on here? And lovingly, radically loving yourself to say, oh, that comment, it was just like one little comment or one thing that you saw that triggered unworthiness, that triggered unacceptable. And then you say, is this really the truth? Do I have to believe in what's coming at me, billboards, magazines with really empowering articles, with conflicting ads? What is it, you know, the groups of friends? Are you around a group of people that honor and celebrate the goodness that you bring into this world? Or are you around a group of people that really get joy when someone is down, really likes to talk about others? Know that when you leave their company, they're going to be talking about you. So it's a whole life reflection of where do I feel really good and where do I not feel so good, and making those changes, the action to shift away. You don't have to announce to people, no, I don't feel really good around you. You could just lessen the exposure.
Yeah.
What kind of foods are we eating? Are we eating foods that are vital and have vitality closest to the earth? Or are we really just snacking away on only chips and high sugar? Well, you'll get an increase of energy and then you're going to drop. And those levels where it drastically goes up and down, that's not going to help you with how you feel. It's just not. So how much sleep are we getting? Are we on our mobile devices an hour or two before we go to bed? They say to stop exposure to any mobile device 2 hours before you go to bed. Most of us look at the last thing, put the light out. And then how much sleep are we getting? How much water are we drinking? If I don't drink water, I am so cranky.
Oh, I don't even forget about that, you know?
I know. Isn't that crazy? We walk around. These are just really basic things. But when you think about it, you're like, okay, how much water have I had 4 of these today? I don't know how many ounces this is. It's probably half a liter or something. But if we can break it down and make it really simple with just those things, sleep, who we hang with, water, what we're eating. Oh, then the most important thing for me, for sure, is movement. If you dance, if you walk, if you snowshoe, if you kite surf, if you do whatever it is, do what you love. If you swim, do it on a regular basis. So it really helps lift your endorphins. You're doing a chemical experiment here. When the more that you walk, just like you would walk your dog, we're physical human beings that need to have movement, need to have a little bit of sweat, need to raise your heartbeat. Check those off in your day. Yeah. And you're going to be like, okay, and I don't do something, go, what did I not do today? I'm really not giving myself the benefit of this day.
It's the snowball effect that happens when you consistently stop doing those things, that all of a sudden you wake up one day and you think, oh my goodness, something's wrong. I feel completely off, or I'm really feeling depressed, or I'm feeling really stuck. And then you look back at your itinerary the last couple of weeks or months and you realize, oh, right, I've not been doing any movement. I've not been meditating. I've not been sleeping right. I've been busy. Yeah, I love everything about that. And it's such a simple way of gauging your state, gauging how you feel. And it's a quick remedy too. It's simply doing the things that you know make you feel good.
And having, absolutely, and you don't have to buy a big program. It's life. Choosing, everybody has, nothing's right or wrong. I've been told that before. And it's almost like without that pressure that if I do this, I'm right. If I do that, I'm wrong. It's a choice. Do you choose to drink a lot of water during the day so that you feel better? Do you choose to eat well, the best food that you can possibly buy to have the greatest nutrition, to have great vitality? Do you choose your friends well? It's just choosing one versus the other. And it's not a big, huge, sweeping change. Little by little by little. And are you working at a place that you feel nourished emotionally? Yeah. Like, yes, you will have to work hard. And if you're overworking yourself and you become a workaholic, stop, look, and listen. What else is going on here? What am I avoiding?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Like that's what we're doing here. But I'm curious, I want to just go back because as you were talking earlier about the surrounding yourself with people or how people talk or the gossip thing, it made me think of, I have a close friend who she does this yearly girls trip and it's her and her friends and they do it every summer. And everybody's, you know, we're all getting a little older and, you know, things are starting to change, but she tells me that she was really had a lot of anxiety about going this year because she enjoyed the pandemic at home and didn't work out as much and is an emotional eater like I am. And, you know, just didn't feel comfortable being in a bathing suit and talked about how she didn't necessarily care really. She's like, look, I actually don't mind the way I look. I think I look fine. What I mind is I know I'm going to go on this trip and everybody's going to be talking about how much they don't like the way they look. Mm. And it's the sort of that energy that creates this, if you're judging yourself, what makes me think you're not judging me type of thing. And, you know, my advice to her was, you know, just try and redirect the conversation. You know, why don't you be the change maker and say, but hey, like you're healthier. Tell me what you're really loving right now about your life. Or turn it around to maybe when everybody's by the pool and these conversations happen, maybe it's time to play a card game or do something that's going to change the energy of the self-deprecating.
Shift it out.
Yeah. What would be your suggestion? I'm curious if you have something else that you would think would be helpful for somebody like her or anybody out there who's got people in their lives that maybe help perpetuate that the negative spin or they love to gossip when they're together. That was another thing. And, you know, she's just trying to shift her energy. She's trying to grow and change and mature. And I appreciate that.
I so appreciate that too. I really do. And when you have friends that when you start waking up, to new concepts and feeling better. When you start waking up, it's hard to stop what you're learning. In fact, it's impossible. Once you start learning about what makes you feel really good, you can't go back to not knowing it. Mm-hmm. You have the knowledge. So she has choices to make. If she wants to go on this girls' trip, yes, we've all been in pandemic. We have not been getting together with a lot of people for a while now. And thirsting for friendship and having that connection is very, very important. So she can go. And also, maybe if there's conversation that starts to go and everybody starts talking about their bodies in a really negative way, she could be bold and say, well, what can we talk about that really honors our body? What do our bodies, what have they gotten us through lately? Mm. What are the benefits here? And it might stop the conversation in the negative way. And she just has to really try not to feel nervous or scared that she is going to be rejected. There are times I'm sure that you will have your friends go, oh, we can't say that in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say that.
When it comes to saving the planet, there is no neutrality. If you keep your money in most standard bank accounts, they're lending your deposits out to fund oil and coal. You can switch to the planet side and get Aspiration. Aspiration is a climate-friendly alternative to big banks. Get an account and debit card that's built to help your wallet and the planet. Moving just $1,000 to an Aspiration Plus account has the same impact as driving 6,000 miles less. Plus, you can earn up to 71 times as much interest than your good old bank. And here's the best part. Aspiration's been hard at work helping people align their money with their values, funding the planting of over 100 million trees on their way to funding the planting of 1 billion by 2030. It's no wonder why Forbes, NerdWallet, and The Penny Hoarder recommend Aspiration for the eco-conscious. For me, personally, I feel good having an Aspiration account because I want to be part of fighting climate change. So make your dollars make a difference. Open an Aspiration account at aspiration.com/loveddebit and move your money out of fossil fuels. You can help save the planet with your Aspiration debit card. Open your account at aspiration.com/loveddebit today. aspiration.com/loveddebit. Terms and conditions apply. Or I go, if somebody's talking bad about somebody else, like, for example, an ex-husband or something like this, I go, okay, this is the father of your children. 5 redeeming qualities. Like, what are 5 things that you can say? That's the thing. It's like, fine. If we all want to gab and just vent, totally fine. What can we say to redeem this person as a human being? It's like, okay, a redeeming quality. I'm sure they were a very sweet child at one point, you know?
Exactly. So, but with your girlfriend, when she's going into this group and there's toxicity around the value that her friends possess about themselves, if they're not hitting a certain mark, there are many women and individuals, not kids, but men and women, predominantly women, are afraid to just go out their front door to go walking because they've gained weight from pandemic and they don't want to be judged. And I said, do you realize how many people feel the same way? And quite frankly, you'd probably be a motivation if you just got out and you just started doing it and started getting into your workouts, because guess what? It's your life. We cannot live our lives in fear of and in reflection of another person. So to keep ourselves inside and to keep ourselves in this place of fear of judgment, that's going to keep you inside for the whole time, for the rest of your life. You don't want to do that. So it's, and taking herself out of the conversation, going to the restroom, going and grabbing, you know, something to drink. But if it becomes really problematic, then she has to really figure out, you know, if this is the right group to be with on an extended vacation, because that's a big deal. A lot of expense. You want to be able to feel free and relaxed and loved by the group that you're with.
Yes.
For you, not having to change a bit.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And I love that. And to me, when I hear other people talking about it, it gives me the confidence and the motivation to say, yeah, like that's the way we need to be. And sometimes, and we need to hear that, I think. And I'm hoping that everybody listening to this podcast right now has the same excitement and enthusiasm to maybe be that motivating force for somebody else or to feel motivated by what's being said today. I do have just two more questions before I let you go. I want to be respectful of your time. One of them is for you personally, what's currently lighting you up? What are you excited about?
Oh, thank you for this wonderful question. I'm very excited that my 20-year-old daughter took a very big leap of faith and applied to another, transferred out of the college that she was in and went into the college of her choice, like a dream college. And she is pursuing a career in filmmaking, and she's going to be a storyteller. She is a storyteller. She's been a storyteller. But for so long, oh, you know, I really want to do this. And I just am so proud that as a young woman, she pushed away the doubts and the fears, and she took a leap. So that right now in my life is so amazing to see her going through the successes, the challenges, the way that she's using her voice, the way that she is going through the ups and downs and getting herself back up to go up. Personally, I just founded True Beauty Foundation, and it is very exciting that the initiative that I had at Syracuse University, Fashion Without Limits, is now underneath this beautiful umbrella to improve youth mental wellness. And we have a hashtag Play Sweat Win, and meditation is a part of this, and silence, creating silence, because we have to fill ourselves in order to feel whole. We can't wait for the exterior. If we're always looking for someone to do feeling better for ourselves, we're always going to get the short end of the stick. And so with the True Beauty Foundation, it's what's your true beauty? Who are you? You know, how do you fit into this space and time? And it's a very, very exciting time. I'm so excited.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Thank you.
And I'm just, again, so incredibly inspired by you and the work that you do.
Thank you, Rosie. So sweet.
Before I ask you the final question, I would love to find out where people can reach you, where they can learn more about the foundation and get to know you more.
Thank you. I'm on social, on Instagram, The Official Emmy. And I also am, you could go to the foundation, truebeautyfoundation.org. And if you want to reach out and say hi, I have a little sign up there so you can fill that out and I'll be able to get back to you. If any schools want to have Fashion Without Limits, an inclusive fashion education as a fashion design school's fashion programs, go ahead and sign up there too, because I've got a lot of interest from different schools, individuals in schools, students that hold protests for inclusive forms, and teachers that take money out of their own pocket to try and do some of this inclusive fashion. So with the True Beauty Foundation, we're going to be able to, in time, over the years to come, to have Fashion Without Limits be in different design schools so that all designers graduating will get this full education, full fashion education.
How fun. So exciting.
Yes. Thank you, Rosie.
For everybody that's listening, we'll put all of those links in the show notes. So if you go to the info button, wherever you get your podcast, all of the links that Emmy mentioned will be there. So be sure to connect with her and to maybe tell her what you thought about this conversation, how it impacted you, or if it inspired anything, or if you had a desire to share it with somebody else, let us know. We always love to hear your feedback. So the final question for you is with regard to why I started the podcast. I started Radically Loved as a way to share information, to build community, to reinforce the idea that we are radically loved by God, source, whatever higher power you believe in, that the universe works for us and not against us. So yes. The final question for you is, how do you feel radically loved?
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful question. How do I feel radically loved? I feel radically loved when I do my meditation and when I by my own hand when I do the things that we talked about earlier, drinking enough water, doing activity, I can radically love myself. But within my universe, within my world, within my community, within my friend group, I feel radically loved in getting out into nature and seeing such beauty being reflected to me. That gives me such joy and such love. And it really amazes me at how magnificent this experience of life is. Mm-hmm. And do I always feel that way? Sometimes it's really challenging. But when I once again do the acts of kindness with taking good care of my day-to-day, that's when I'm more open to seeing the beauty, seeing the best part of what life has to give. And when I don't give to myself, which I wasn't brought up that way, I was to do for others, I was to serve for others, I was not really focused on what I needed. And as I became, you know, went into my 40s, I think, it was when I started realizing, my gosh, I've been waiting, where's everybody? And why aren't I feeling better? And it was when I started really taking the time to take good care of myself that made all the difference. Because when you put the mask on yourself and on an airplane, you have a child next to you, I just was like, why wouldn't you put the mask on the child first? If you don't put that mask on yourself first, there's no way that you can help the child. And we have to live like that in this world so that we can feel whole, so we can feel better. No one's going to tap you on the back and say, ding, now you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
It is a journey.
That's so true.
So radically love comes from the self and doing things that really, truly make your day roll better. If you can help others too, that's great. That's the benefit. Because if you are feeling really good about yourself, or you're feeling good that in your place, taking up space in this life, then you're going to have more spilling over where you can actually help others. But if you're not giving to yourself, what you're putting out is not a spillover of joy, spillover of self-love. It's something different.
I mean, you are truly an icon and the best, the greatest. And I am so, so, so lucky to have been able to connect with you and to have this conversation. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your love with all of us. We hope that you come back to see us.
Absolutely, Rosie. I would love to.
Thank you again. I love your journey. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
It gets better and better and better. Thank you for sharing your joy.
Oh, thank you. And thank you everybody for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Radically Loved podcast. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie, on Instagram at Rosie Acosta, and Twitter at Rosie Acosta. By the way, this is original music by DJ Taz Rashid. You can follow DJ Taz on Spotify and check out the best music for yoga and meditation. This has been a Mod Pod Studio production. Check them out at www.modpodstudio.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.